Now I go on to my childhood again. For I've been remembering when I was about 10 to 12, I used to go to the lodge up to my granny Darby's quite a lot. I used to spend a lot of time there with my granny, two uncles, Uncle Harry, Uncle Sydney, Aunt Janet and Auntie Edie. They made a fuss of me because I was the oldest grandchild. They used to take me out and about, buy me things, and as I said, make a fuss of me. Now I remember Auntie Annie taking me for the first time to Dublin, Mark and Spencer's. And she bought me sandals, white ankle socks, a pretty dress. Always remember that I have, because I hadn't ever been there before. And then I remember when I was at home, I had many friends. We used to play out in the streets. We used to play hopscotch, top and whip, marbles, skipping. We used to play in the street because there wasn't much traffic back then. Maybe a bike or two, maybe a motor. But we had all the open street to play in. We were always in gangs playing about. We had lots of fun. And then at night, we used to go out. We used to meet outside and we used to stop out till about 8 or 9 o'clock at night. And our mums would come and shout us. And then we used to have to go in about 8 or 9 o'clock. But we had so much fun. And we used to, when we were on school holidays, we always used to go blackberry eating, pick lots of blackberries, bring them back, put them in, wash them, put them in little bottles, get a stick, put some sugar in, and smash them all up, and a little stick with all the juice on. We all did that because it was one of the things we did. And then I always remember me and two friends went down the bottom of the town where there were apple trees. And we went in and we started getting the apples, which in them days they called scrumping. And we were getting these apples. And all of a sudden, one of the keepers who looked after the grounds came and he locked the gate and he locked us in. And we were all worried because we couldn't get out. But he came back about an hour after and he said, "That'll teach you to scrub the apples." And he let us out, but it frightened us. I don't think we ever did that again. But we used to have so much fun. And we used to go over the wreck, down the forge, over the wreck. We used to play about in the grass there at different games. We were never in. We were always out playing. Children today don't do that. They don't go out. They don't make their own fun. They just stop in their heads, computer, television. We had none of that. But we did have a wireless, which nowadays is called radio. But, of course, we got no electric. We had to have accumulators to work the wireless. An accumulator was a little glass square, kind of a bottle with knobs on the top, with acid in. And we used to have to take it to a shop in Enville Street to be charged up. And it had a lead from the back of the wireless to these knobs. And that got our wireless going. And that's what we used to have to do. But it was nice. We just made all our own entertainment. We used to get sandwiches, mostly jam sandwiches, bottle of water. And we'd all go in a gang and we'd walk from here to Kinza. We'd climb up the hill, we'd sit, we'd have our sandwiches, and sometimes we'd have pop, if we was lucky. Most of all, we had bottles of water. But we walked all the way to Kinza, had our sandwiches, had a game or two, and walked all the way back. But that did us good, because we ate in the fresh air and exercise every day. It was happy times.